Thank you so much, Joni, for that introduction. Can everybody hear me okay without the microphone? Okay, great. All right, so I'm going to time myself. And what I'm going to do today is just give you a very brief overview of Instant Recess, give you some evidence base, and then just explain with you some of the ways we've disseminated this in numerous settings. So again, many of us are all very well versed in obesity and this physical inactivity problem that we have in the country, so I'm not going to spend too much time here. But these are four specific issues or concepts that we want to address with Instant Recess. Getting people up and moving, extremely low physical activity rates here in the United States. We found that with prior research, people are getting as little as 6 minutes of physical activity, moderate to vigorous physical activity a day on average. Another study that was conducted in 1999 amongst Los Angeles County residents found that about 41% of the county, that sample of course, was getting less than 10 minutes of physical activity, moderate physical activity per week. So that tells us that there's a huge physical inactivity problem that we need to address. Little changes in leisure time physical activity, the whole idea of, well, people are taking time out of their schedules to engage in physical activity. We found with some trends over the last 2 decades that that's not happening, okay? The obesogenic environment, what that means basically is that it's much more difficult to acquire physical activity for many people, especially folks that don't have a lot of financial and socioeconomic resources. The last thing that we want to definitely address with Instant Recess are these policy-driven, I call them policy-driven, structural, institutional, and financial barriers to supporting physical activity. In particular among youth, some of the policies in school settings. So having physical activity mandates but not providing resources for teachers and for administration to provide physical activity, You have the mandate, but if there are safety issues in the school, so we have issues running up against each other, but there is no practical solution. So we're presenting Instant Recess as our practical solution. So what is Instant Recess? As Joni described, it's basically very simple. 10 minutes of fun, physical activity can be done anywhere, easily replicable, meaning that we have different varieties and we actually work with people in developing new content. Low impact, low to moderate impact. The whole idea behind that is we want it to be doable by a broad segment of the population, okay? Specifically designed to elicit positive and reinforcing effective responses. What we hear a lot of when people do instant recess breaks, and you all will engage in a couple of minutes of instant recess towards the end, is it's fun. It lightens the mood. And one of the biggest compliments we get from others is, especially those that may not engage in a whole lot of physical activity, is, I can do this. Okay, so there's that self-efficacy that comes with engaging in physical activity. We call these some of the strategies employed with Instant Recess push strategies. And the whole idea behind the push strategy is to, instead of pulling people, enticing people towards the healthy option, you're making it the default. So, for example, you walk into a meeting, and we have all been through those meetings, those two-hour, three-hour meetings that just drag on and on and on, right? So in the middle of that meeting, on the agenda is a physical activity break. So the expectation is if you are a participant in the meeting, you will also participate in the physical activity. Nobody can, put a gun to your head, of course, but if 90% of the audience in the meeting is participating, you're more likely to participate, and you'll have fun doing it as well. So these are some of the key rationales for Instant Recess. And as far as our implementation, it's been quite amazing how far and wide Instant Recess has spread across the country and across the world. So just moving forward, what we have here is just how we can utilize Instant Recess as a resource to make this case for an active school day. So I'm not going to get into all the bullet points here for the sake of time, but Instant Recess can impact policy implications like I spoke about earlier, that whole tension with mandates but not having resources. Instant Recess can be readily implemented in school settings and classrooms, and it's easily trainable to teachers. Creating a more active environment, you're making the classroom setting an active setting as well. And improving social desirability for physical activity, of course. By increasing that self-efficacy, people tend to, people will end up liking recess, liking engaging in physical activity. And I think this is really important for those that don't regularly participate, for whatever reasons. It kind of breaks down those barriers for them. A little bit of our evidence base. I'm not going to go through all of the different bullet points, but what I just want to convey to you is that instant recess has been in existence since 1999. It started off in Los Angeles County with Dr. Yancey creating the first instant recess break, and we conducted a study at that time amongst just some of her colleagues within the Department of Public Health, and we saw a 90% participation rate with that first study. So that let us know that we were onto something. There's some feasibility here. And going down the list, these are other investigators that have taken this 10-minute physical activity approach and ran with it. And we found some positive outcomes, such as decline in nurse visits, on-task behavior in actual school settings and classroom settings, and also also schools being able to meet their mandates by having something, having that resource. Okay, so now we're going to get into some of the dissemination. I'm going to focus on two peer-reviewed, evaluated studies. This one was spearheaded by Dr. Melissa Witt Glover with the Winston-Salem, Forsyth County Public Schools. What she did was there was a mandate policy that was handed down from the school district that required 30 minutes of daily physical activity, and she walked in and said, hey, I have instant recess. This is a guaranteed 10 minutes. Let's go ahead and make something happen. And she implemented throughout one school year, and these were some of the outcomes that she had: increase in the percentage of children doing fitness skills, so actually improvements on the fitness gram scores. We saw a little bit of a difference there, 9% versus control 0%. And then an increase, and this was an outcome that was really interesting to teachers. You know, students, they found anecdotally, and we found through our research efforts, that they were more on task when they were in the classroom. And this first pilot has expanded into a larger pilot that's going to be impacting all 16 middle schools within that county. Okay, another dissemination into a public school setting. This was actually done in-house with one of our doctoral students, who's now a doctor. As part of her dissertation, she engaged 6 Los Angeles County schools, about 68 classrooms, and basically what she did was she worked with the school to implement instant recess. She trained the teachers, and for select classrooms, she attached pedometers to the students that they wore the entire day. And this was also a school year-long study. Throughout the school year, she found in the end her results, the classrooms that actually did participate in instant recess, they had about 2,000 more steps than students that didn't participate in instant recess. And just to give you an idea, we just, anecdotally did some, just some in-house research on how, what type of, how many counts do you get in a normal physical activity break? You get somewhere between 1,000 and 1,200. So, we got about 800 that can be to other. So we have some spillover effect. Okay. Lastly, some of our dissemination efforts have resulted in some of our partners deciding, hey, we want to create our own instant recess break. So this is just a number of instant recess breaks that were created by our partners with our guidance and our technical assistance. And a few of these are actually in development. Another thing that's been really, really beneficial to the dissemination of instant recess has been these strategic partnerships that we forged. I'm focusing on 4 of these strategic partnerships just for the sake of time. The San Diego Padres Friar Fit Initiative, that's been going on for about 3 or 4 years, and we actually had environmental changes within the ballpark, so they changed some of the healthy food. They changed some of the food offerings and made them healthy, and as well as providing physical activity and opportunities to engage in some of these instant recess breaks during home games. Sparking Motion, we developed an instant recess break with them based on basketball movements, and the launch event was at one of their professional basketball games. King Footwear, based in Seattle, they were tossing around this whole recess concept as well, and we decided, hey, you guys are about recess, getting people out, and outdoors. We're about recess, getting people active and engaged in the indoors, so let's combine efforts. And then, of course, we went ahead and got on the bandwagon with Let's Move, and we've worked with 2 organizations primarily. The Partnership for a Healthy America, Dr. Yancey sits on that board, and we've also extended our efforts into First AME Church in Los Angeles. They actually helped us develop a activity break, and we just forged an official relationship with the United Church of Christ. So that's pretty much what I had in terms of an overview of Instant Recess. By all means, if you have any questions at the end, we'll be free to answer them. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Yolandra Hancock. I'm a community pediatrician and the associate director of the OBC Institute at Children's National Medical Center. I plan to just give you an overview of the importance of physical activity in the school setting, what the DC is doing locally, and what we plan to do in terms of incorporating instant recess into the schools. So as most of you know, the studies out there demonstrate that there is a key role for physical activity in the school setting. There have been numerous studies showing a positive association between engagement in physical activity, school behavior, and school performance, both in the general setting as well as in the classroom. As a response to the childhood obesity epidemic here in the district, as well as the desire for each child to reach their potential, the DC Council developed the Healthy Schools Act, and it was led by Councilwoman Mary Che and our current mayor, Vincent Gray. In order to accomplish the goals, they set out four main areas of focus. One was to make school meals healthier, to allow children access to local and fresh fruits and vegetables, in addition to engage them in physical activity both in the school setting as part of the classroom educational experience as well as throughout the entire school. In terms of physical activity goals, in general, each child should engage in about 60 minutes of physical activity per day. And in an attempt to reach that goal, the DC Healthy Schools Act really tried to make a plan for there to be access to physical activity in various settings, including before school, after school, and during the school day. Currently, the standards, in my pediatric opinion, are a little weak, but we are a work in progress. For now, up through 2014, the goal is for them to engage in 30 minutes of physical activity per week in grades kindergarten through fifth grade, and then in middle school, up to 45 minutes per week, with a goal expanding to 225 minutes by 2015. And in the high school years, there hasn't been a standard set as of yet for minutes of physical activity, but that is going to be part of the goal by the time we reach 2015. As part of this goal, 50% of the physical activity time is to be spent in moderate to vigorous activity as opposed to providing physical education. It's a key distinction, as when I was an elementary school teacher before going to medical school, a lot of our time was spent teaching them how to engage in physical activity, where only the last 5 minutes we actually did anything. The challenges in incorporating these standards are various. There are lack of resources. Of course, it requires money to establish physical activity programs. There must be time designated throughout the day, and there need to be facilities. For a lot of our schools, especially in our charter schools, there isn't space necessarily for physical activity engagement. There's also been a lack of support. There's been a huge transition from focusing on nutrition and physical education to really getting prepared for standardized exams. As we mentioned before, evidence has shown that when children engage in physical activity, they're actually able to perform better in these exams. So, what's the solution? And of course, we're here to talk about instant recess. And really for us, the plan is to develop instant recess pilots in 6 DC elementary schools, and we hope to locate those programs in the wards where there are the highest levels of childhood obesity. The Department of Health will be partnering with Children's. We will be partnering with community-based organizations such as Shire, local radio stations, and of course, local musicians. And really, our goal is to involve the children of the district in the creation of the instant recess breaks. We're going to start that today. Let's get moving.